This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you were just telling me, well, you were telling Ian and I, a story that I want to hear the rest of involving the fire department here in Keene. And it's craziness in response to the coronavirus.
This is just the tip of the iceberg of all the lunacy that is taking place in this country, in this city. You know, driving around, looking at all the businesses who have the signs out on their windows saying, you can't come in the building, but we have curbside assistance. We'll come out to you. Last week, last Friday, I go to get my seasonal burn permit. This is one of these things I kind of put up with because of home insurance, because I don't want my insurance reneging on me because I failed to get a stupid permit from the city and something got burned down and they wouldn't pay me. So I go get my seasonal burn permit, you know, every year, every springtime, and three of these yahoos are sitting out in the parking lot in lawn chairs, just smoking and joking, having a good old time. And I'm like,
fireman.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, flip-flops, too. The whole nine. It's just or whatever.
They were wearing flip-flops?
One of them was.
Awesome.
And I go up there. I mean, I'm in a good mood. You know, whatever. Guys, I came to get my seasonal permit. I got a bunch of wood I got to burn. He's like, oh, yeah, man. We're not doing that anymore.
Well, I guess I can burn without a permit.
And I'm like, I don't understand. I can just go burn? It's like, oh no. You've got to go online. You got to go to the site. You got to go to the state site. You got to fill out an application. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And the dude, I guess one of them thought I was going to be a problem. So he's like, stay right there, man. I'm going to go get the lieutenant. So he runs back in there, and I get on my phone. I go to the state site. I'm looking. All right, this is a stupid application, name, address, whatever. $3. The hell is this? $3?
Because the burn permits historically in Keene have been free.
Free. You just got to tell. You basically just tell them.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm going to burn. And like I said, I've got no problem with this. I kind of want the fire department to know that I've got a live fire in my yard.
Yeah, well,
sure. It's a safety thing.
The reason for it is ostensibly so the neighbors, you know, if they call in. Like, if a neighbor sees smoke coming from your property and they call the fire department,
right.
Then you've already contacted them and you've said, hey, I'm going to be burning today, and they'll tell the neighbors, no, he's good.
And you've got snitches who are going to call every time,
yeah.
Anytime.
And there's the bad kind of neighbor.
And I know which of my neighbors are the snitches.
Right.
So anyways, he comes out, and he's like, the one guy was like, oh, yeah, you don't have to worry, it's just $3 one time. Get a seasonal permit, it's just $3 every year.
Well, ideally, there won't be a coronavirus next year, right?
Well, hopefully, whatever
this is. There's not going to be a coronavirus. I mean, there have been coronavirus for quite a long time, from what I understand.
Okay, yeah. There will be a COVID-19 that causes half the nation or more to just, like, stop dead.
I don't know, man. I mean, if they're freaking out over this one, what makes you think they're not going to freak out over the next one? This has been blown up so bad. It's hard for me to believe that Americans are going to somehow deprogram on this.
And here is the issue. This is the way the government works. It's cumulative. They do this one time, and then they realize, hey, you know what? Let's just let the state handle this from now on. You know, we don't really need to deal with these people unless they go out of control and start complaining and they want to burn us down with pitchforks and whatnot. So this might not ever go away. This might be the way of getting your permits, just like your fishing permit and just like your every other permit you've got to get in this stupid country. You know, your rights, your God-given rights being taken from you to be sold right back to you.
Yep.
I was fuming. The lieutenant came out. He's like, it's just an easy site. And you just got to give them your credit card number and all this and that, and then you're good. But you still have to call us to let us know.
Yeah.
Naturally. I mean, but that's so that when the neighbors call, you know, they can be like, okay, yeah, we already know about this.
Yeah. Now they've converted a free permit into a $3 permit.
Correct. And
it's state run.
I haven't gotten my permit. So, I mean, I'm waiting for the thing.
How long does it take?
Well, I'm not getting one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting for this thing to burn off.
How does the fire department
to blow over? But if this blows over in a week or whatever, it's going to be another week. Trump is saying Easter, whatever. If it doesn't blow over and it's still run by the state, I think I'm just going to call them
and just tell them you're
burned. Look, hey, Lieutenant, whatever your name was, I'm just letting you know I've got stuff to burn. Where's your permit? Not getting one.
Get the video camera out because they're going to roll up and try to put your fire out.
It's not just going to be them. It's going to be them and the police. But I am getting to the point where this is just, it is the lunacy that has taken place in this whole damn country. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous the level that these people are taking it to.
Now, how does the fire department check to see if you have a burn permit? Because the few times that I burned, the phone call lasted 10 seconds top. So it was clear they weren't.
Well, they know.
Up a database
they know me.
To see.
I'm burning once a month, so they know my address. They know my name. They know who I am.
Maybe they are pulling up.
If this is on a state database, they might have access to it. They might be able to see everyone in the state who has a permit. I don't know. I don't know the sophistication. I don't know how sophisticated this system is.
I would expect that to be the case, but again, when I called, I was just like, "Hey, look, I'm at this address. I'm going to burn today." Yeah. They're like, "Okay, we'll put you on the board," which means you don't
maybe
respond.
They look it up after that. I don't know.
True, but I don't recall. I mean, I don't know. It's a very weird system. I'm of the...
The whole idea that New Hampshire's stupid in that you can't even burn during the damn day unless there's snow on the ground. It's all kinds of... It's dumb. It is dumb.
Yeah, and you can't burn before 5 p.m., correct?
Correct. It's 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. It's dumb. It has something to do with
that. I thought it was 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. I thought it was like a real short window.
It's all the way to 7 a.m. the next day, the next morning.
But it's discriminatory against people who work, you know, different shifts, right? Like, if you work the night shift,
yeah, of course it is.
What are you supposed to do?
I gotta hire a Mexican. but that wouldn't be discriminatory. Would they be giving someone a job?
See, I'm of the mindset that I would rather just pay $3 on this website than have to actually go to the fire department. I'm with you in that, you know, you're being taxed to pay for this crap anyway, so
right.
$3 on top of that is just a slap in the face.
And like I said, it builds. It will start at $3, and then we won't ever get the free service ever again, and the next thing you know, 5 years down the road, the state's like, yeah, we're not making enough money off of this, we're not making enough revenue to make this work, we're going to have to up it to $7.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going and going and going. We're losing our rights every damn minute, and I'm getting to the tipping point, for real.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
And it's going to get worse. And you know what? I'm at my tipping point, and I don't think they're going to have the numbers. I don't think they're going to have the manpower to come.
Against you?
To come against me.
Because, they got enough guys
man,
for you.
Conan is worked up.
Because we're all going to be doing it. No, we're all going to be doing it.
He's that cheap, man.
I'm not cheap. I'm not the only guy in my neighborhood who burns.
He does keep his house on 52.
By the way, speaking of... It's really hard to start seeds, it's peppers and tomato seeds when it's 52. They don't like that. Chickens don't like it either, little baby chickens.
You were attempting to start them in your house and then take them outside?
I start everything in the house. Tomatoes and peppers stay in the house, but I do have a cold frame outside, so everything else is outside. I'm already putting peppers, not peppers, but beets and turnips in the ground.
You don't have to have a permit to start a garden?
Oh, you know what? It might be.
I'm actually kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, don't give them ideas.
Well, they wouldn't be able to enforce it right now anyway, because people are. If you're correct, people are going to be starving in 3 months anyway.
If we don't get off this stupid lockdown,
this is bad.
And if this is not the last week, we couldn't. Someone was one of these UK guys. I have some an article from.
Dude, other states are talking about going through May.
UK was talking about ours
lasts until May the 4th.
A UK panel was talking about 12 months.
Yeah, those were just doctors, though. I mean, people would revolt. A human beings can't
take.
Are they
going to?
A human being can't take 12 months.
Or are they just
going to
kill themselves?
Maryland is on indefinite right now. Mm. There is no deadline. It's just whenever. I think that's where we are.
There are signs up at the Vermont-New Hampshire border telling people to stay in Vermont. And one of the people I work with lives in Brattleboro, which is just over the border.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pulled over twice coming here yesterday.
By the Vermont police?
He wasn't clear, and I don't know the answer to that. But he was pulled over and told, hey, you need to be more careful. You shouldn't be traveling like
Vermont
this.
State police are going to hotels and motels making sure they're shut down. They don't want anybody there.
Florida is harassing people from New York. The whole thing's insane.
Yep.
And it's, as you pointed out, it's only going to get worse. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, you have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Discussing the coronavirus, it gets really hard to come into the show and just be like, where do we even start?
It's overwhelming. I mean, I've got every night, I got at least a dozen stories I want to cover.
Yeah, and most of them are fascinating for one reason or another, like a couple, a murder-suicide as a result of it, the city of New York digging mass graves. Where do you go? But let's go to the phones. We've got Dan calling from Maine. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. I recommended a vitamin C product to Ian recently, and I wanted to warn him that I have had that product. Sometimes it has had a poison in it, so I wanted him to make sure he checked.
Thanks for the recommendation.
You recommended poison?
Not poison, no, because you don't. It isn't always poison, but they poisoned me. See, I was hoping it wouldn't poison him, but I
don't worry. I didn't take your recommendation seriously, so it's okay. You don't have to worry.
Who is selling vitamin C poison?
What'd you say?
Who is selling vitamin C poison?
It's Whole. I got it from Whole Foods up here. There's a lot of poisoning going on. It isn't a small amount.
How do you know there's poison in it?
Sounds like paranoia to me.
Sure it is. Yeah, you keep saying that. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Boring. Boring call.
Do you happen to recall what vitamin C product
I don't know. He called in about something or other with vitamin C the other night. I'm like, yeah, this guy's not a doctor, you know. Take whether health claims people make with a grain of salt and do your own research. And don't even believe the doctors either.
Well, clearly, one should not take his suggestion seriously if it will occasionally poison you.
Let's go get some oranges.
Right.
Aldi's got them on sale right now.
Wow. Well, let's keep going. We got Ghost Radamas calling from Salt Lake City. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
So, what's on your mind?
Anyway, so I'm a Ghost Radamas, God Emperor 2040, running for God Emperor of Mankind in 2040. So vote for me for God Emperor of Mankind in 2040. And I will vote
for you if you, in fact, run for that title.
what are we going to be dealing with?
I know I'm the only one in the field right now. So
in 20 years, what are we going to be dealing with? Is this going to all blow over? Is it going to be all right?
Well, he's not
years?
God Emperor
oh, coronavirus?
Yet.
Coronavirus is actually caused by vitamin C.
The poison stuff. The poison vitamin C. Sold at Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's what they're poisoning with you, you know? So, but yeah, with the coronavirus, what's your guys' thoughts on it? Is it a bioweapon, or is it just accidental?
Just a regular coronavirus. Just this year's version. The hype has been blown up. And I think they've done it on purpose.
Yep.
To reset all the problems that we have in this country.
It's not going to reset problems. It's going to make all kinds of new problems, and it's going to make them worse, and it's terrible.
But we're going to need, the people are going to be clamoring for government to fix all
they
the problems
already
they already created.
Cuomo has an almost 9 out of 10 approval rating now.
Trump's approval rating is going out the yin-yang, too.
Did you guys see the photo of Andrew Cuomo and his
nipple rings?
Nipple bars?
That's pretty wild.
Pretty interesting. Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo is the mayor of New York City.
He's a governor.
And his nipples are pierced?
I guess.
There's a photo of him. He's wearing a polo shirt. It actually happened, I think, today. He was giving a press conference, and you can see the nipple rings underneath his.
Unless it's been photoshopped.
It's
nipple
bars. Got your vote now?
No. It takes more than nipple rings.
Okay.
You have to have an awesome title like God Emperor of Mankind.
There are rumors that people want him to run for president now.
Oh, God.
Ghost Radamas, thank you so much for the call.
Good call.
I don't want Andrew Cuomo to have any authority whatsoever.
He's terrible. He's a terrible authoritarian statist. And people are loving him.
People are complaining that Trump isn't going authoritarian enough.
I believe that. Yeah, they're totally afraid of this thing.
Do they not understand that the government created all of the problems?
And that once you give them any kind of power, they're never giving it back to you?
Nope.
It's just like the $3 thing. Once they take your $3 for your burn permit,
it's over.
That's it.
You are correct. But $3 seems like a really low bar.
I'm putting my foot down.
I mean,
on this.
Take part of the $1,200 stimulus that Trump is giving.
I'm buying guns, Aria.
$3 ain't even going to be 3 cents if they keep this money printing up.
I'm buying more ammo. I need more ammo.
All the more reason people should go to local.bitcoin.com and get away from the USD entirely. Because, yeah, the UK is giving, I think, £2,000 a month to its people, or maybe that's Canada. The United Kingdom, I think, is paying 75% of people's wages or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Throughout the world, we see government stepping in to be like, okay, we're going full socialism here,
yep.
And here comes the hyperinflation. It's like, we've seen all of this play out before. Why no one outside of this room in libertarian circles is like, hey, this money printing thing,
looks familiar.
It's not a good idea.
Because they're all NPCs. They're not real. This simulation is getting reset this year.
Can you elaborate?
I don't know how much more to say it. The simulation is getting reset.
Do you mean society is getting reset?
Yes. All societies across the globe are going through tremendous turmoil. Where the people have just...
The turmoil is created by the state here. I mean, this isn't like the bubonic plague
The people have allowed to take place.
The people have begged to take place.
They're begging daddy. The begging daddy that the, you know...
Tread harder, daddy.
Step harder.
Yeah.
That boot, the tread on that boot feels so good on my throat.
Well, we all might have to go to Belarus because apparently they are one of the countries on the planet that's not locking things down.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, their president or prime minister or whatever went to a hockey game.
I heard that actually South Korea, that's getting all the credit for doing everything right, they didn't lock anybody down.
President,
they had little quarantine sections across the country, but they didn't do what we are doing at all.
President Alexander Lukashenko has played down the threat of the coronavirus, dismissing it as a psychosis.
I agree with that.
I agree entirely.
The president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, has called it the little flu, and he was taken off of Twitter. Two of his posts were taken off of Twitter over the weekend because he's not taking the official state, you know, medical status quo line on this. So Twitter now has a rule that if you don't follow the status quo, if you don't do what, if your tweets are somehow contradictory to what the so-called state experts are saying, you get taken down.
Yeah, they'll blame you for endangering the people with your fake news. You're going to get people killed, President.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube will be stepping up doing the same, unless if they're not already doing it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I know that every damn anything on YouTube with a COVID-19 subject, you'll get the CDC. Banner down at the bottom. Click on here and learn more. Ugh.
Is this as bad as it seems? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should keep making the sacrifices they are to stop the spread of coronavirus.
Every citizen is being called upon to make sacrifices. Every business is being asked to fulfill its patriotic duty. Every community is making fundamental changes to how we live, work, and interact.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says numbers from the virus will go up before they go down.
In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that because the mitigation is actually working.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, a rough day to end the quarter as the Dow lost 410 points to finish today at 21,917. The S&P fell 42. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-3733. Hopefully, if you're needing some company, you can just give us a call and keep us entertained. With you tonight,
it's Aria. I think
it's
supposed to work the other way around. We're supposed to keep the listeners entertained.
Yeah, ideally.
So they don't kill themselves.
I think so we could go. We go both ways.
This is horrifyingly depressing. I mean, I'm not a depressed person. I mean, I don't feel depressed. But, man, I mean, it's hard to look out there at the news and the reactions to the news, to the way people are behaving, demanding to be told what to do, demanding to be led by these authoritarian, statist, thug politicians in a way that is I've never seen in my lifetime.
I mean, and all the things that could bring people to just collapse, utter collapse like it is, it's a stupid little flu.
Hey.
A stupid little virus. I mean,
what the issue is they don't believe it's a stupid little virus,
right?
Because they've
all the propaganda. Yeah, all the propaganda says this is so much worse. And you've got a story tonight, Conan, don't you, about some British scientists or doctor or whatever who made some predictions? I don't know if you want to talk about that.
He's an epidemiologist from the UK whose computer models. This whole thing is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
He was predicting 500,000 deaths in the UK. Well, just a couple days ago, he came back and said,
he revised his numbers.
He revised his numbers. It's more like 20,000.
Yeah, is he getting the same amount of coverage for the revision as he was the original?
This article is only being posted on right-leaning, crazy conservative sites.
Okay.
No one else is covering this. I think that the one of Trump's advisors quoted the number, and she got all kinds of flack for it.
Well, because now it's... You know, they've got this guy making this revised prediction versus all this news of all the crazy stuff going on, and it's just not as interesting, right, as far as the news cycle and what the things they want to cover.
The guy's name is Neil Ferguson, and he did come back, and he's like, oh, but all of the quarantining that has taken place, that has actually lowered the numbers so drastically from 500,000 to 20,000. It's because of the quarantining. If you hadn't done anything, it would have been more like 500,000. Now, of course, I'm calling bull, but hey, it's his word.
We don't get to compare realities. You know, we don't get to see what the world would have been like if the quarantining hadn't happened.
Right.
We don't know what it would have been. Now, then there are these countries like Belarus, for instance, where apparently they're not quarantining people. They've got them going out to sports games, sitting nearby one another. And so what I'd like to know, and the media isn't covering this very much. I mean, you get the occasional article about like Belarus, for instance. There was a little bit about Sweden recently, but we covered that last night, and they've been locking down more recently in Sweden. They're not as bad off as a lot of the other countries. But what countries are not doing anything?
Yeah.
And then, so that's what we'll have to compare after the fact, is find which countries like Belarus there are on the planet, because there must be more than one, I presume. Although you would think that they'd all be doing it because bureaucrats and politicians want to aggregate more power to themselves. So maybe it is only Belarus. I don't know. But if we can somehow get that information, then it would be interesting to look and see what their results were as far as infections compared to these other...
Ian, countries. That would require work on the part of the mainstream media.
And they're not going to do it.
And the only thing they know how to do these days is read tweets and copy and paste tweets. That's all they know.
It also presumes the numbers are accurate, and I don't believe that they are. I don't think the government has any incentive to be honest about any of this stuff. So who knows what the actual numbers are? One thing that we can say for sure is the number of infected people is way lower. Whatever they're reporting is way lower than what's actually happened, right? Because there could have been, like, we could have already had it. We could have already had this thing.
I think that's a good chance I did.
Well, and here's the thing. There is more than one strain. There is at least two strains. The old strain, which we probably already got.
Strains of COVID-19?
Of COVID-19, correct. We probably already got it a long time ago.
I had this flu that lasted like 3.5 weeks.
There's a newer strain that is much more dangerous, and the good news is...
Well, that's what the media...
The good news is, if you got the old strain, you are immune to this newer, more dangerous strain. Some countries like Italy, Spain, they might actually be going up against the real deal. But I think we've already had it. I think we're good to go.
I don't know. I don't use that as a motivation for carrying on doing what I'm doing. I'm just more fatalistic than that. I mean, if I'm going to die,
it's going to happen.
And if you look at the ages of the people who are falling ill, death, it's... I mean, we have no issue. What are we, in our 30s and 40s?
Sure. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Steve calling from Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Steve.
What's on your mind?
Well, quick question. First of all, not the last guy that called, but the previous guy that said he's afraid he might have poisoned you. I thought that was one of the Jerky Boys at first. Sounded just like the Jerky Boys. But
Aria doesn't even know who the Jerky Boys are. She's too young.
I'm not familiar. Who are the Jerky Boys?
Seriously?
Maybe I do.
They're like a late 90s phone pranker duo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Milky Liquor.
He sounded sounded too serious to be a pranker.
He was serious.
Yeah.
He wasn't a pranker. Serious.
Yeah, I know.
Kook.
He sounded like those guys. Anyway, got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So I've traditionally always leaned very conservative, and that's politics, church, you know, whatever. My wife has been telling people lately that she feels like she's a libertarian, like, because she's been kind of, you know, watching the news, and she's like, I think I might not be a Republican. I think I might be a libertarian.
I love it.
And get yourself a good woman.
Yeah.
She's a keeper.
Like, she's got one foot out of the closet, but she's not. So My question is, I started doing a little research, and I found this station back home, and have been listening to either you guys or the other guys they have on some evenings for about the last 2 weeks.
You're listening to KFPW in Fort Smith?
Yes.
All right, great station.
And I've really enjoyed it. I've heard some stuff that I felt was maybe a little kooky, but I've heard a lot of stuff that I agree with also.
Yeah, sure.
So my question is, like, there was a caller, and I don't know if it was your show or the other guy's show. He called in, and he was talking about how bad things are, and he said, but there is a silver lining. Now, I mean, there was a cop killed over in Arizona, so that's good news. And
I don't agree that's good news.
Right. That was Tom in New Hampshire. He
okay, Tom is
unique. He's kind of crazy.
Okay, well, I started doing a little research, and I saw that there are quite a few libertarians that maybe don't view the police in a very good light. And I know there's bad cops out there. I mean, that's in any profession. Because in my estimation, about 5% of the population are just scumbags.
Well, the difference is, if I may interject here, if there's a bad guy who's, like, running the electronics department at Walmart, I can just not shop there anymore. I don't have to deal with that person. If it's a cop who's a bad guy, then that guy might kill me, you know, if he pulls me over and I don't do what he tells me to do, or even, you know, could possibly do some really horrible things because he's got the ability to get away with murder. He's got the ability to get away with putting handcuffs on innocent people, using violence to achieve his goals in life. And so you actually have a situation where those positions attract those people who are in seeking of power over others. And that's not to say that there aren't some guys who and gals who became cops to try to do the right thing, but unfortunately part of their job in a lot of cases is to hurt peaceful people. So I'm a critic of the police. I'm not like that caller, though. I don't want to see people get murdered or whatever, including the police.
Right.
But I think that there's a lot that they can be criticized for. You know, if all they were doing was going out and arresting murderers and rapists and arsonists, then I'd be all for it. But they're not. They're spending a whole lot of time going after, you know, marijuana smokers, underage drinkers, somebody who's speeding or whatever. And to me, that's not what I want to see them doing.
Or coming to my house because I didn't get a fire permit.
Yeah.
Steve, thank you so much for the call. Speaking of people getting arrested for pot, the first federal prisoner.
I hope he calls back, by the way. I want to hear more, tonight, but on future episodes, because I want to hear more of, like, what he thinks.
The first federal prisoner to die of the coronavirus was in prison for nonviolent crime. For selling marijuana.
That figures most people in federal prison are there for nonviolent drug crimes.
Yeah. And now he's dead.
Majority of them.
Because of the federal government. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Conan.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash in your area, and why wouldn't you? Because these are all 100% touchless payment methods. Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So finally, you have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's none of this waiting for weeks or months or until you hit a certain threshold to receive your payment.
Right.
No, it's instant. It's awesome.
With
check
every
it out.
Purchase, yeah.
Yeah, you'll every single purchase. Ping. It's an awesome service. So we're talking about the coronavirus, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. We're talking about the response to the coronavirus.
We're talking about the lunacy.
Yeah.
The crazy. It's cray.
I mean, I...
Cray, corona.
The best example I can think of is that I have a friend who sat there for like an hour last week and played a game of Go Fish against her cat.
What? Who won?
The cat. And I'm not even kidding. She lost to the cat.
Was she making the... How would she...
She just laid the cards out in front of him.
Is it with cat paw, whatever they wanted? And
he just stood there bathing himself. I've seen the video of this, by the way. If she put this online and tagged it you properly with like COVID-19 and stuff, it would instantly go viral. It would
cats plus COVID-19? Yeah. You can't go wrong.
So and it's heartbreaking. And she's a... stable, sane, ordinary person, but a
for
lot
now.
Of right.
How many more weeks can she survive it?
A lot of these people can't even make it that long, though. I mean, we've seen stories of
there's been suicides already.
The Instagram girl that you talked about.
Yeah.
If I have been out, I have been out in my yard for the last 2 weeks, working every day. Not yesterday and the day before because it was raining all day. I was
right.
I did do some basement cleaning. It was great.
Good.
But no, I have met more people in the last 2 weeks, more of my neighbors that I didn't even know existed in the last 2 weeks than I have in 7 years of living here.
Amazing.
This is people just walking around. They're out getting fresh air. You can tell some of them are a little stirry.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am. And a lot of them will come and talk to me. They like, hey, look at this guy. He's got a big old garden.
Right.
And people love what they see. And I love what you've done with the place. Da 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 da. Just for the sake of this conversation, I drove around before the show. I have about 500 people in my neighborhood. Not a damn garden.
Maybe
they're gardening inside like you are.
I start inside.
You have to
start tilling the ground now.
Okay.
But I've not seen any. I'm not seeing any
indication
that anyone is. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He's getting ready. He's getting ready. We might want to do the same. Not. It's like they think someone is going to come out of the clouds and save everybody whenever it hits the fan, which it's gonna. But I mean, so it's kind of disheartening, actually.
See, I agree with you, and I don't disagree with you. I agree with you on your take on the virus, but I don't think we're going to see supermarkets running out of food.
But I mean, these people have so much time now. They're stuck at their house. This is the perfect opportunity.
They can't play World of Warcraft and garden at the same time.
These are old people. They don't play World of Warcraft. They play.
Well, they can't play Candy Crush or whatever.
Rummy.
Scrabble.
Well, they can't play any of those because of social distancing.
Well, but this is my advice.
Let's
if you're not essential enough, like some of us, and you've got to stay at your home, go get some seeds from your local hardware store or whatever. They're all open here in Keene, by the way.
Hey, if you're not essential, just shoot me an email at aria.demezzo86@gmail.com, and I will send you an employer letter certifying that you are, in fact, an essential
Go start a garden, stir-crazy people. This is the perfect opportunity.
That's good advice. It's good advice.
Start with a small one. Just start with a 10x10, and every year you can build on it. And if it, you know, that's how I did it.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Kevin Dean calling from Florida. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Hi, what's on your mind?
We know.
Ian, Conan, can you hear me?
Here we are. There you are.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What's on your mind?
A little bit of the echo.
I'm reporting to you live from behind the enemy lines. I work for the federal government.
Ooh.
How's that going?
I just wanted to let you guys know of the corruption, the incompetency, and the inefficiency that lies behind this snake.
Well, we already knew that. Give us an example of, like, what are you seeing recently?
Well, just recently, of course, they made everybody go to telework. Mm-hmm. Well, in telework, guess what? The government systems don't work.
Of course not.
And you're still getting paid.
Well, so yeah. They have the ability to tax, unlike every other business out there that is going to furlough and is furloughing many workers and firing workers. You guys keep getting a paycheck. Sweet deal.
Well, D.C. has a monopoly on the currency,
yep.
And I keep telling our congressmen to open up currency competition. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen because D.C. kind of has their own little circle where they do not want to open up competition of currency.
Well, the good news. It's already opened up. I mean, cryptocurrency is a thing, and they can't stop it. So.
Yeah, I brought up crypto probably about 2015. I saw a Wired article on Bitcoin, probably mm-hmm. 2014 or 2015, and I brought it up to my boomer bosses in management, and they said, you better put that away. That could get you in trouble.
It could. You know, they don't like that stuff. They don't like the idea that they now have competition in a way that they've never had before. And
no, a competition that's just destroying them.
Well, not yet.
Well, the USD is destroying itself.
Yeah, I mean, it has potential. What it can do is it can help protect people from the death of the U.S. dollar, which is going to come on faster than ever now with this money printing. This $2.2 trillion, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, what is the GDP of the United States?
Well,
$3 trillion?
So the government basically just printed the yearly GDP of the United States? I've been meaning to listen to this.
Per capita, we're at 38,000 total.
That's per
head, you know, one of the highest in the world.
But of course,
I mean, sure, but it's all measured in the USD.
Exactly.
Did either of you find the number?
Not yet.
21.
And another example of our incompetency, as I leave you guys, I appreciate your show. I listen on the podcast. I just found you out, and I'd like to get you down here on some of the radio stations in Florida. But a lot of people will just travel on the government's dollar. They will get $150 a day per diem. They'll stay in a nice hotel, you know, 3 or 4 star, and then they get to come home and get paid on 2 travel days, usually Monday and Friday. And
well, let me correct you.
Dollars down the tube.
Yeah. You said they were traveling on the government's dollar, and that was all I was going to point out, was that it's not the government's dollar, it's taxpayer dollars. And people who use USD dollars because they will pay for it using inflation if they have no other mechanism for paying for these sorts of things. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for the call. I did find it.
It's 21 trillion.
Yeah, it's 21,200 billion. I cannot imagine why they would have phrased it that way. But that does come out to 21 trillion.
And we have a deficit of 1.1 trillion.
So
pretty much every year.
I don't have a deficit.
Rephrased. Those people who are supposed
to. The government.
The
government gang.
1.1 trillion pretty much every year.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget the $23 trillion in debt plus all the trillions more of unfunded liabilities. Then you add the $2.2 trillion to that, I think, right?
Yep. But, hey, all they got to do is just print out $1 trillion coin.
That's what a representative wants to do.
They want to make
2 of them.
Yeah, they believe in the...
As far as I'm concerned, they should. I mean, why not?
It definitely won't hurt us as bad as it will the average person.
Well, no. He's talking about paying off the debt with it. You just print up $23 trillion
coins. But that's what causes the debt.
They don't get...
You're going to pay off the debt with that, see?
But you can't, because the government borrowing money from the Fed is what created the debt.
No, okay. But the Treasury would be the ones printing the coins, not the Fed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they just make a couple...
They're just making a new currency.
It'll only be 23. They could only just do one. You just do one $23 trillion coin, make it out of, you know, brass.
I mean, why even do that? Just write
put,
on a sheet of
Trump's
paper.
Put Trump's face on it.
Don't even do that. Just write on a sheet of paper, hey, we don't owe you anymore, and mail it off to them.
They could just repudiate the debt. It's just, you know, it's just debt. What are you going to do? Invade? What are they going to do about it? And then they'll just keep printing more money, and they'll screw up everything else. So it's not like it's going to matter. They're not going to do it. But.
No, but the Treasury would be marginally better controlling the U.S. currency than this abomination that is the Fed.
The secret government, not a government, but private bank.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.